There were 8 million stories in the Naked City, probably fewer in the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A podcast about Medicare that sets the ladies all a-twitter. He plans to try goat yoga as soon as he finds a housebroken goat, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us at the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. We're back for another fun-filled episode of Medicare learning and knowledge acquisition. It's just exciting as all heck. Thank you for joining us. We are your local Medicare podcast gurus. We're Medicare gurus. We're not really podcast gurus, but as you heard my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, announced, I am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert, probably for today and I would guess for the rest of the week. And we're here to make people feel pretty good about crossing over that line from Obamacare to Medicare. A lot of people start thinking about Medicare going, oh my God, how am I going to figure this out? And what do I need to do? And those Medicare Advantage salesmen have me all scared because they keep telling me there are many, many, many decisions to be made. And every one of those decisions, if made incorrectly, could result in my death or my premature death or my rest of my life being a completely miserable experience. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not true, that approaching Medicare involves a relatively small number of decisions. And most of those decisions, not all, if you're really screwed up, but most of those decisions are fixable within some period of time after you have made the wrong decision. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a silver lining in that dark cloud. And Medicare does not necessarily mean bad things for most people. It's actually pretty good coverage at a pretty reasonable cost for most people. So that's what we're here to tell you. And often at the beginning of the episode, not every time, but often I ask Randy to play our 30-second radio spot. Perhaps he will do it again for us if we're very, very quiet.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Thank you, Randy. That tells the story in a nutshell of why we're here. And Randy will tell the story in a much bigger nutshell if we give him a little rope. So Randy, take care of it.
Well, how are you doing today, Doug?
I think I'm doing just fine. I wish everybody else thought I was doing fine, but I get a lot of criticism around the homestead here. So
yeah,
I would say pretty well. You look like you're doing well today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. A lot of people, when they listen to our podcast, they think we live in some sort of a fantasy world. And every once in a while, reality strikes. And I have a bit of sobering news.
Uh-oh.
You hear the name Buffalo Chip a lot on our podcast. We refer to the Buffalo Chip. It's a great establishment. I've spent more than my share of hours there. But we heard last weekend some very sobering news that Larry Wendt, the owner of the Buffalo Chip, passed away this last weekend. And I just wanted everybody to know that Larry was one of the good guys. They don't make them like him anymore. And if there's any, if you are local and if you can do anything to help the family, keep them in your thoughts and prayers, we certainly wouldn't appreciate it. From what we hear, the Buffalo Chip is going to continue. I think his daughter is going to run it, but it won't be the same without Larry. We'll keep him in our thoughts and prayers, and he'll always be part of the Buffalo Chip.
You were telling me what Larry did for his employees and his part-timers during the panic the Wuhan flu panic last year. Tell me that again.
Well, Larry was, as I said, one of the good guys. He has had a lot of employees, not all full-time, but he had a lot of part-time staff. And there's been a number of times over the years, started out when someone set fire to the buffalo chip and it burned down. And then it continued on, you know, onto the Wuhan flu epidemic. But Larry kept most of his employees off the street, so to speak, in money, macaroni and cheese on the table, so to speak, by paying them out of his pocket. So the guy was a solid gold citizen. Everybody that knew him would say the same thing about him, but they don't make him like him anymore.
Well, that's really a sad state of affairs, especially when you realize that that place had, I think it was on its last legs when I first moved to Cave Creek back in 05. And it looked abandoned and it almost looked like it was ready to be bulldozed. And then I guess Larry bought it, I don't know what year exactly, but in the early aughts, and he brought bull riding to Cave Creek. And as I understand it, that's what turned the whole place around, because I've been out there on bull riding nights and man, the crowds, the bonfires, the free flowing alcohol and the entertainment, all just a total difference from the early buffalo chip that I saw.
Yeah. He took it from literally, as you say, Doug, he took it from almost nothing to a great, you know, thriving enterprise. And the other thing, obviously, we're going to not be able to post this in time for, you know, we post later than what the reality of the world is. But I've heard that they're going to have a big memorial for Larry this coming Sunday. And you won't be able to get within, you know, half of Maricopa County, because Larry was very well known and very well liked and also loved.
Well, as I understand it, two people right up front in that memorial service are likely to be sworn enemies, Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Sonny Barger. I don't know if they're sworn enemies. I don't know if they get along personally or not.
I can't speak to that, but the last time that I saw, I was up there, there's actually been times that I've seen Sheriff Joe and Sonny Barger together at the chip. They were both close friends of Larry's and had been for many, many years.
I think Sonny has changed his attitudes towards recreational and income chasing. He is now much less energetic, and I think he just prefers to ride around instead of actually figuring out new ways to irritate the law enforcement.
I've heard that myself. Well, you know something, Doug? I just had to say that, and I hope the audience appreciates it, because we talk about the chip a lot, and we'll continue to talk about the chip, but needed to mention what happened last weekend. So anyway, being the executive producer of the show, I'm going to pull out your little persuasion bat, although it's for a different purpose, right? It's for reviews, but...
Right. I'm not going to write a review on my book because they won't accept it. They'll know where it came from. But I do have a stack of articles I've been collecting here. And the mailbag is getting to be more full than it used to be. So within the next couple of episodes, I think we can start doing a few mailbag items. But
cool.
What I've got here is an article that says Medicare Advantage Insurer settles whistleblower suit for $32 million. And this was written in 2017. So that was 4 years ago. $32 million would be a lot more now after the stupidly induced inflation that we've had this year in the economy. But anyway, this article goes on to say, and it was written by Fred Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. A whistleblower lawsuit alleged that two Florida insurance plans inflated fees by making patients appear sicker than they were. Freedom Health, Inc., a Florida Medicare Advantage insurer, has agreed to pay nearly $32 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. The suit settled on Tuesday, this is 2017, remember, alleged that two of the company's insurance plans exaggerated how sick patients were and took other steps to overbill the government health program for the elderly. The two plans are Freedom Health and Optimum Health Care. Since they're mentioned in this article, I don't mind mentioning them on this podcast. Both these plans are based in Tampa. The suit was filed in 2009 by a doctor, a physician, and former medical director of both plans. He worked for them from 2007 to 2012, and he died in 2014. But his family took over the case. This doctor alleged that Medicare overpaid the health plans after the companies made patients appear sicker than they were, or claimed patients had been treated for medical conditions they either did not have or for which they had not been treated. The Florida settlement comes amid growing government scrutiny of Medicare Advantage plans, which receive higher payments for sicker patients than they do for those in good health. The payment formula, known as a risk score, has been in use since 2004. Medicare Advantage plans play an increasingly important role in our nation's healthcare market, the acting U.S. attorney said. Oh, God, Randy, that's just what this guy said in 2017. No, settle down, relax. It might have changed. He's doing a big thumbs down on Medicare Advantage plans. A lot of silent editorializing going on from the other side of the screen out in Arizona. Anyway, it was said that this settlement underscores the office's commitment to civil health care fraud and enforcement. Overspending tied to inflated risk scores has repeatedly been cited by government auditors, including the Government Accountability Office. At least a half a dozen whistleblowers have sued health plans, alleging that they tampered with the billing formula to improperly boost profits. This case is among the very first to settle. This is the largest whistleblower settlement involving health insurers' manipulation of their members' risk scores, said Mary Inman, a San Francisco attorney who represented the doctor. She said the settlement sends an important signal to health insurers that the government is serious about risk-adjusted fraud. In a settlement, the Freedom and Optimum Corporation Council, this guy named Patel, just take it from me, it's not pronounceable. He denied any wrongdoing, the corporate counsel for this one particular plan. Although Medicare managed care is a complex and constantly changing industry in which it is common to have differing interpretations of regulations, with this settlement, we have agreed to resolve disputed claims without any admission of liability. Of course not. In order to avoid delay and the expense of litigation so that we can focus on providing quality care, member service, and maintaining the highest Medicare star ratings, Mr. Patel said. Earlier this month, the Justice Department accused giant insurer United Health Group of overcharging the federal government by more than $1 billion by improperly jacking up risk scores over the course of a decade. Medicare Advantage plans are privately run alternatives to standard Medicare. The plans have been growing rapidly and now serve about one in three people on Medicare, or about 20 million people. Now, this was in 2017. I think it's higher now. This particular case also alleged that the Florida health plans falsely represented that they had enough doctors, hospitals, and other medical services in order to justify an expansion of their membership, a violation of government regulations. Under the settlement, Freedom Health and Optimum Healthcare will pay the government $16.7 million to resolve the allegations of risk-adjusted fraud and $15 million for the allegedly improper expansion of their territories. A group of Tampa area doctors founded the Optimum Plan in 2004, which initially had only about 3,000 members, but later expanded. Freedom also began as a small plan of about 5,000 members in 2005, growing to more than 12,000 just 2 years later. In order to boost revenues, officials at the health plan allegedly directed auditors to scour patient medical records in search of new billing codes that could be added and submitted to Medicare. Yet the two plans knew that as many as 80% of the added codes they submitted in some of those years were unsubstantiated, according to the suit. The suit also alleged that the health plans directed their doctors to call patients in for unnecessary office visits in order to find ways to raise their risk scores. The actions resulted in more than $40 million in Medicare overpayments during 2009 and 2010, according to this suit. Well, this is an explanation of why some of these do-gooder companies that sell Medicare Advantage plans will pretend to be overly concerned about the health and welfare of their members. Their members are the insured people covered by the plan. And when they send out questionnaires, when they ask people to call in if they have special needs, when they try to get more information than the law forces them to accept. In other words, you don't have to give any information if you don't want to, just your name, rank, and serial number when you enroll in the plan. But when they start asking you about your medical history and your medical conditions, what we have here is an effort by a Medicare Advantage plan to try to squeeze more money, to extort more money out of the federal government as reimbursement for people that they say are going to be more expensive to treat. And in some cases, that can be fraudulent. Not every case, but in some cases, it's been alleged that these were bogus health claims, and these sicker than average people either didn't really have diseases that were that severe, didn't require the intense treatment that the plans alleged, or one reason or another should not have been rewarded by the government for having the patients with these conditions. Now, that's not insurance. When you have a population, an insurance company will say, all right, here is what we think it's going to cost to treat these people during the course of the year. And they take risk and they deal with risk and they assume risk, they measure risk. But when you've got a company that says, I've got a whole bunch of people and I've got these people that are sicker than average, pay me more money for them, that is not the way insurance companies run. We sell Medicare supplement insurance here at Medicare for the Lazy Men because that's insurance. And everybody's going to pay the same cost, depending on the other factors like what company they have purchased their product from and so forth and so on, whether they follow my guidance for high deductible plans. But the compensation the insurance company gets is based on the population, not on individuals' health conditions. So just wanted to let you know that there's a huge difference in the products that we sell here at Medicare for the Lazy Man, as opposed to the Medicare Advantage plans that you see advertised by Joe Namath and now J.J. Walker and other luminaries on television. So that's the short version of this episode.
Luminaries.
Luminaries, yes. Well, I do like J.J. Walker. He's a conservative kind of guy. And, I think he's gone over to the dark side.
Yeah, I would think so. Did you happen to see, have you seen you on any TV ads or has it been just written material?
No, it's TV ads. When I walk through the kitchen, our big flat screen TV that the spousal unit watches while she's cooking my delicious meals often has Joe Namath, but every once in a while it's Jimmy J.J. Walker. And they've got the same acting coach. They both wave their arms in exactly the same way, both arms exactly together. You know, I thought that was just Joe, but go ahead.
Let me ask you, have you seen any checks hanging out of JJ's pocket?
Well, I'm sure that they're there, but I haven't actually seen them. I know it's got to be the same kind of thing. He doesn't know what he's saying. They just hold a cue card up and they tell him to wave his hands around and then they stuff a check in his pocket and say, okay, come back tomorrow. We'll do it again.
I'm telling you, Medicare Advantage is misnamed. It's Medicare Disadvantage. Stay away from it like the plague, and then you will be much better off.
I had a big time announcement I was going to read. This is from the news from the blues for producers. I would be a producer. This is from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma. St. Francis Health System is going to stay in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma networks. They were going to lose the St. Francis Health System, which frankly was a big deal in Oklahoma. I don't know anything about them. I might have been born at St. Francis Hospital in Oklahoma City, but that was in a prior millennium. But this announcement came through. It's got big giant letters. It says St. Francis Health System to stay in Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma networks. Now, that's what happens when you've got a Medicare Advantage plan. You can have your doctor taken away from you by the stroke of a pen. That, you know, if a contract is running out and they can't agree on a new compensation package for the following year, your doctor all of a sudden is not going to get paid for treating you. And if you like the doctor and you want to go to that same doctor, you don't want to pay the bill out of your own pocket, then you shouldn't be in a Medicare Advantage plan. You should be in a Medicare supplement plan, which offers you complete freedom of choice to go wherever you want to get treatment. So, boy, I get up on my high horse and I just can't get off it again.
I see your nose is bleeding, Doug.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
End the episode before I...
Well, I've got a few...
aneurysm. Oops. Oh, even the crickets are unhappy.
Even the crickets are stopping. Okay, well, anyway, let me get this stopped. Okay, so I do have a few things, you know, little loose ends of business to tie up. Those of you on the podcast may not know that we've hired a new writer. Dominic is now on our writing staff, and he suggested that we put a new sale in place for kind of the end of the summer sale. It's similar to the things that we've seen in the past, but I think there's a different spin to this. So I'm going to read the offer, and I would suggest that you take it to heart, go to Amazon.com and definitely follow Dominic's, suggestions. If not there, go someplace else. Definitely get yourself a book. But here is Dominic's offer. Buy one book, pay for two, and get one free. So wow. There is a new offer.
Dominic's a marketing genius for coming up.
I know. And I really thoroughly appreciate Dominic putting that in front of us, because we are coming into the latter part of the year. And I know there's a lot of people turning 65 just, you know, during this, you know, someday mathematically, I should figure out how many people turn 65 during our podcast.
Well, okay. Let's take, how long does a podcast last? About 4 hours. Is that what it is?
On a short one, 4 hours, a long one, six.
Yeah, well, okay. I think that it's an even balance between those who are aging into Medicare, turning 65, and those who die of complete boredom during the podcast. So frankly, it's a wash.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you all. We always have to thank you, because we are so thankful that you take your time to join us with the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. As I said, go to Amazon, get your books. Go to Barnes & Noble, get your books. Go to Amazon, get your audio, everything. We got it all. The only thing we haven't put on the market yet, and I'm going to talk to Doug about it someday, is merch. Now, if you watch YouTube, merch. you know what merch is.
Well, I've got a T-shirt on from Union Pacific Railroad. If they can put out merch, I suppose we could do it too.
Absolutely. So you guys, I'll tell you what, write into Doug at dbj@mlmmailbag.com and just suggest what kind of merch that we should put on the site. And then ultimately we can get our merch business going.
I like the way you think. You and Dominic, I don't know if Dominic gave you that idea, but I like it.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy from Oklahoma, and now the CEO of the MLM merchandising division.
I'm building an empire. Bye-bye.
Yes.